Jesus didn't hold back anything. I'm going to say it again. Whatever, you know how you can help a person or do something for somebody, you kind of halfway do it. You ever worked on a job and you didn't give all you had? You just did enough to get by? Jesus didn't do that for us. He didn't hold back anything. Whatever it took, whatever it had, whatever God said, he did it. I say he didn't hold back anything, but he did all that was required of him. Everything that was required of him to get this and make you and I like him, become a new man, become a new creation, whatever it was required of him, he did everything. He didn't leave nothing. That's why he'll never have to go back. It's finished. It's done. It's over. Satan, what he did in the first Adam, he'll never do it to this one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now watch this. Job said, now listen to this. Job 23:12, listen to what it said. Job said, I have not departed from the command of his lips. This is what Jesus was saying. Whatever God said, I have not departed from the command of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. To back that up, look at John 4:32. And then John 8:28, I think, maybe 29. But John 4:32, are you there? Okay, let me get to 8:29. Okay, listen to what John 4:32 said. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that thou knowest not of. Therefore said his disciples unto disciple one to another, has any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. He didn't hold anything back. He did everything that was required of him. Everything God said, as Job said, I have treasured. Other words, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. He deemed it more important to obey the word of God than to eat food. And when we get serious enough to put the word before food, we'll get something done, won't we? Because we ain't nobody going to talk us out of eating our food. Some of us, I used to get upset when I didn't get my meal on time. Sure did. But you know, that's all history now. But watch what 8:20, let me see where it's, let me find it real quick. Yeah, 8:20. Let me do 8:28 and 9. He then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, you see John 8 and verse 28. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I'm he, that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has what? Taught me, I speak these things. Well, he spoke those things and he did those things. Huh? I speak those things, and then he said, and he that sent me with me, the Father had not left me alone, but I do always those things that please him. That's why God raised him. He went the lowest and God raised him to the highest. That's why he did it. Boy, I don't believe this time, but I'm going to find a way to close in a minute. he raised him to the highest. Boy, I thought I was going to get all the way down here. But anyway. And this is why you can understand there's nothing wrong with your faith. You just need to feed it. You just need to grow it. You need to, and you need to stay away from things that's going to take from you. Stay away from stuff that's going to steal your time. Stay away from stuff, people, and things that's going to steal from you and hinder you. You don't need to be wasting your time with them. You need to be spending time, because all you need, now listen to this in closing, all you need, God do not have to go around, call the Godhead together and figure out how to fix your problem. I'll say it again. All you need has already been provided. This is why he said in 2 Peter 1 and 3, everything that pertains, how he said, everything that pertains to life and godliness. He has given us what? Everything that pertains to life and godliness that come through the knowledge of his word, of Jesus. Everything has been given. If it pertains to life, if it's godly, it's already been given. So I say again, how bad do you want it? And look what he did. I'll read this and close. We have to pick up here again. Look what he did. Colossians 2:15. You heard it. And this is the New American Standard here. I believe that's where I got it from. He said, Colossians 2:15, King James says, having spoiled principality and power. And this one says, the New American Standard said, when he disarmed, look what he did. He disarmed the rulers and authorities. Excuse me. He made a public what? Display of them, having triumphed over them through him. They've been disarmed. And that's what your faith will do, is when they rise up against you, your faith will cause you to triumph, because they have been disarmed. They have no ability to stop you. Yes, Satan is alive. Yes, he's doing stuff. Yes, he's doing a lot of stuff. But when you know the truth and walk in that truth, he is disarmed. What he tries to do to you, it won't work. It works on other people and other things, but because you use the faith Jesus did, just like it didn't work on Jesus, it won't work on you. Jesus didn't live busted. He wasn't broke, and he wasn't sick, and he wasn't down and out, and he wasn't sad. So that's the faith you got, been given to you. If you take time, and it will cause, it may cause you to change a lot of stuff at first. Your life may get shifted so bad, till what I mean, I shouldn't say bad, so good, but it will shake you up. Because you get a routine of doing stuff so long, and then you change, all of a sudden it's like you woke up in a new world that you never lived in before. But if you get into the Holy Spirit, know exactly how to get you, how to train you, how to teach you, and how to raise you and how to help you and cause you to walk in this kind of faith. And if you feed it and act on it, your faith will grow and your faith will get you everything you need, because the word said, but without faith, it is what? Impossible.